It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, and we're all set to go, ladies and gentlemen, for Michigan Tech Hockey Talk for the next 60 minutes with the Mel Pearson Show. Coaches in our studio after a long trip down to Huntsville, Alabama, but a successful one as they win both games 4-2 and 5-2. We haven't had too many empty net goals this season, Coach, but we got two over the weekend and a couple of other novel things that happened, I thought, or at least one other novel thing, one penalty on Friday night. Your thoughts on the whole weekend?
Well, good morning, Dirk. Good to be back. And yeah, it is a long trip. Someone corrected me the other night at the we had a little alumni get-together on Saturday night before the game, which we had over probably about 75 people.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah. We had people from as far away as Houston, which they told me is about an 8 to 9 hour drive, people from Atlanta. So we had a number of people come down there, but it was a great turnout. But overall, pleased with the weekend. We did a lot of really good things, especially defensively. But open net goals. I mean, happy for Cliff Watson. That's Cliff's first goal, and he got a lot of razzing about that goal. I know he didn't even
broke that stick.
Yeah, he didn't even hit the back of the net, I don't think, with the empty net goal. So and then he broke a stick the next morning in the pregame skate. So the guys were all over him because that was his lucky stick. And believe it or not, he brought that stick home with him. So
well, I told him now it's easier to frame now. You only have to deal with the blade part of it.
Yeah, but good for Cliff. That was a big goal on Friday night, obviously, because we were clinging to that 3-2 lead, and that just put the game away for us. Saturday night, it wasn't as critical as important. We were up 4-2. So, but nonetheless, tough weekend. It's a long trip. We decided to bus down there just for reasons. Number one, I knew we weren't going to play this weekend. We could leave a little earlier, take all our players down there. So, overall, it was a real good trip, and I actually feel pretty good. So, I'm raring to go.
Did you get some sleep on the bus? Were you able to sleep?
Yeah, just for our listeners, we left after the game on Saturday night. So, we left approximately about 11 o'clock Eastern time. From Huntsville, and we arrived, we came straight through one or two stops, but we got back about 4:30, our local time yesterday. So, the guys do. Yeah, the guys got some sleep. It's hard sitting in that chair, but an old guy like me, it's hard to sleep anyway. But I probably got about 4 or 5 hours and had a good rest last night. And the one thing you can always count on when you come back to the Copper Country, end of November, December, you got snow. So, yeah. I was out there this morning, and beautiful morning. I like the crisp cold. I don't know. I just love it. So,
yeah, it wakes you up, too.
Well, it wakes you up, gets you going, gets blood pumping. So, anyway, it's good to be back. It's good to get those 4 points. Minnesota State did their job to stay right on our heels, so it was important for us to find a way to win. And I'll tell you, those games are close. The scores might not indicate, but they were close, hard-fought games. They're a very scrappy team. They don't give up much. They defend well. They really pack it in, block a lot of shots. They don't take too many chances, so you can't get very many outnumbered rushes. Usually your power play has to be a difference, and our power play wasn't. So that's one of the things we'll talk about that we need to get better at.
Yeah, and when you brought that up after the game, how a lot of people will just look at the box score and think, oh, well, look at how many shots they got
right
on net. But it really was a tough game, and they, as we mentioned, they find ways to kind of stick around. And when they're in their building, you never know what's going
to
happen.
Well, that's their MO, is to keep the games close and then, be within striking distance in the third period. And they were. And I think the thing is you'd have to try and get the lead on them. I know it didn't work out that way Friday night, but you have to get the lead on them. Then I think if you play in front, eventually they have to open up a little bit. But They're a hard-working team, and they know that they have to outwork teams because right now, you know, their program's rebuilding. They're not going to outskill teams. They do have some very skilled players, but, you know, they just might not have the depth overall. But so they know they have to work hard. They got to beat you with their hard work, and, you know, they went in and beat Ferris. They beat Air Force, which is a pretty good team, beating Tide Air Force. So they're much improved from where they were last year, and Mike Corbett down there is doing a real good job with that program, and it'll take a little bit of time, but you know, they'll get it figured out.
No, I know we're spoiled up here sometimes with our ice conditions, but does ice conditions down in Alabama, for instance, make a difference in a game? Both teams have to play on the same ice surface, but if you're a little bit used to it, because their first goal, I think, was caused by a bump in the ice.
Yeah, just for their listeners out there, the puck was really bouncing around on the ice. So they're telling me it's the ice is really soft down there, which I was on it. You could tell it was softer, but you can't tell how soft it is. And the games, I guess, it's even worse. So so the puck bounces, you know, to the point where we were asking, did they freeze the pucks before the game? Because you know, every rink or whatever, you freeze the pucks just so they don't bounce around as much. And we were just kidding. Maybe they don't realize that down here. You got to freeze the pucks. But on the first goal, yeah, the puck was coming out to our defensemen. And anywhere along the boards, it's almost like they hadn't edged either. So there's a lot of, you know, the puck would skip over guys' sticks or bounce over sticks. We saw a lot of that, and that's what happened on that first goal. I think it was Tanner, he was trying to keep the puck in on the power play early in the game, and it just took an unfortunate hop, and their guy was coming with such speed out at Tanner, and Tanner's trying to hold it in. If it gets by you, there's no way you're going to catch him.
Carum's off the corner boards, back to the point where Tanner. Carroll can't hold it in. Shorthanded partial breakaway for Pierce the other way. Fans on the shot, scores! A shorthanded goal for Pierce as he fanned on the slap shot. And that brought Phillips out. And Pierce ended up getting the shot and the puck, I should say, and just slipping it behind Phillips.
I suppose on the power play, there's nothing really more Tanner should do on that play because it's supposed to land on his stick.
Well, 90% of the time it will, and with normal ice and you know, on the boards there, it's not going to jump because the puck it's coming out flat here.
Exactly.
So you figure, you know, okay, just got to receive it and I'm all set. But just before it gets to a stick, it catches that little edge or rut on the boards and just hops over the stick, and then you're flat-footed because their players coming out at you with speed to either try and block the shot or put some pressure on you, and you're just standing there trying to receive it, and then you're going to move it one way or the other. No way you can catch them. The only thing we could have done on that is our weak side defense, you know, could read that situation and maybe back him up. But at the same token, he's looking at it going, oh, Tanner's going to keep it in get it over to me, we're going to be in business. But and they got fortunate, too. Their player came down and whiffed. He missed his shot, so which threw Jamie off, and then he picked up the loose puck and put it in the open net.
Yeah, Jamie committed to the original intended shot, and by that time he was out of position to stop him on the deke. Craig Pierce gets the goal, a shorthanded goal, just 1:08 into the weekend series. Brent Fletcher and Cody Maroney get the assist on that, and right away we're down 1-0. And what were you thinking at that point, Coach? I know it was early in the game. Were you even concerned at all at that point?
Well, not really, because it's, you know, you've got pretty well the whole game left to play. I mean, it's not the way you want to start a game. You know, it gives them some momentum, gives them a life, puts you on your heels a little bit. But having said that, there was so much hockey left that, you know, and we've come back in games before with less time. So I was not overly concerned. Just wasn't the way you want to start the game.
You know, the Chargers had a penalty. 1, 2, 3, 4 penalties in that first period of play, and we weren't able to score on the power play.
No, we weren't, and they did a nice job. We made a couple adjustments actually in the first period, but they clog it in pretty good. So you're not going to get any tic-tac-toe or backdoor shots. You're going to have to try and get some shots, simplify things, get some shots and through and people to the net. We had trouble getting shots through, and I thought we were real, you know, overly deliberate. I mentioned that before. Anytime our power play is not as good as, we're very deliberate with the puck. Like, you know, we slow things right down because that's how they're playing it. They're playing more of a stationary, you know, we're not going to give you much, and so we slowed right down to their level, which plays into their hands. So consequently, you don't get them moving around or pull them out of position to open things up. So we were just a little off. I thought Friday night we were off just overall on our game. We had, you know, you know, a few guys step up, and which we needed to. And then, you know, a lot of players were just sort of, we got through the game.
Dylan Stamen and C.J. Eich were two of the guys that stepped up in that game, and Dylan Stamen tied the game at the 13:56 mark.
Blocked in front by the Huskies, and the Huskies are going to be getting another power play. Eich brings it down. Hess to the front. Shot scores! That is Dylan Stamen, who we talked with during our pregame.